Hi there. The word for you today is on working with difficult people. In 2 Timothy 2 verse 20, Paul writes, there are vessels of honor and there are vessels of dishonor. God used a raven, a bird considered unclean in Jewish culture, to feed a Jewish prophet called Elijah during a time of famine. Nehemiah built the walls of Jerusalem with funds provided by a heathen king. The point is, don't limit God. Sometimes the people we'd normally shun turn out to be the very ones God uses to provide what we need. And by shutting them out, we forfeit the blessing God has in mind for us. Be careful. Your tendency to be picky can end up hurting you. The truth is, you can't, none of us can, avoid working with difficult people. And God planned it that way. Why? Because he wants you to grow in the midst of negativity without getting sucked into it. He's called us to be salt and light in the earth. David developed the ability to work with people who were hard to get along with. I mean, it doesn't get much harder than working with a boss who's afflicted with an evil spirit. At first, David enjoyed King Saul's favor. But after he killed Goliath, everything changed. Saul became jealous and constantly sought to kill David. Yet David never changed his strategy. He stayed in Saul's house because he knew that his destiny was there. And because of the wisdom that David exhibited, he actually ended up running the place. Look, God's principles are timeless. David didn't limit himself, and he surely didn't limit God. He understood that people fall into two categories, vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. And hear this, God uses both. Getting his eyes off people and being neither impressed nor depressed by them afforded David great opportunities because he freed others up to also be used by God in the overall plan. So, learn to get along with difficult people. Your greatest challenge today may turn out to be the person tomorrow who assists you and blesses you. And that is the word for you today.